It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
All right, so this is Cool FM, Kano, 96.9, baby. You know what it is. It's the 4Play Podcast. They call me Eric the Enigma, big booty squeezer, pussy pleaser, pirates of the pussy, and I am so not alone in the studio right now. I got my usual goons. I got D Talkie Talkie, baby.
That's right, I'm here.
The king of radio, K to the O.
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
And making her debut on the 4Play Podcast, it's Scarlett with a double T.
Hey, guys. It's happening. It's good to be here.
Okay, so yeah, she's one of the guys. No, don't even think about it. No tinkam. She's one of the guys. Okay, good. All right, so today on the 4Play Podcast, we're looking at something that, material. If you're a tailor, not exactly what you're thinking. We're talking about wife material. What makes a woman good enough for a guy to wife her? What makes a woman good enough for brother man to put a ring on it? Literally. All right, so that's what we're talking about. So I'm gonna start off by saying, look, gone are the days where all she needed to do was be very reproductive. She could bear a million kids and know how to cook. These days, she has to be spiritual, she has to be God-fearing, she has to be down to earth, she has to cook, she has to have nice waist, she has to have big breasts, big, I mean, like, come on.
Wow.
Like,
so that sounds more like the wife material has evolved over time.
It has extended.
But now it seems like it's even more tough.
Yeah,
because from the description, it seemed like it was easier to find a wife material back in the day than what it is now. I thought we were becoming Libra now, so it wouldn't be so hard. Or some of those things may have been, you know, on checks. Like, nah, nobody cares about this. Nobody cares about that anymore. That was my thinking, though.
That thing about reproduction, it doesn't count.
Really? Back in the day, it did.
Yeah,
I mean, if you can't bear kids,
you can't counsel, say a woman is not wife material because she can't have kids. Now,
do you know how many women?
Wait, hold on.
Counseled?
Were you guys trying to have kids before you got married? How do you know if she's not wife material? I mean, because of kids.
No. So listen, when you know she's fertile, is the number of amounts of times she had to get rid of unwanted pregnancies.
Ooh!
Wow!
Look at that. Scarlett is in the house. Do you know that?
Wow. She's one of the guys.
Wow. And so what you guys are trying to tell me now that is that it's their fault or is the men's fault that women get pregnant before they actually get married?
No,
because
what we're saying,
we've seen this thing happen over and over where women are pregnant during their weddings and all of that. So it's actually the men who push for this agenda. That's nice.
Yes, of course it's nice. It's wonderful. It's a man's world. But by the way,
it's not a man's world. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're not going to go there right now. So wife material. She has to have the requisites. She actually has to be a woman. I don't care about what these guys are doing these days where same-sex marriages and all that crap. That's BS, if you ask me. So one, she has to actually be a woman.
Okay.
With the womanly features.
Hence wife.
Exactly. Okay, because you can't tell me that I'm going to wake up one morning and say I want to get married to... It was not Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. Okay. Two, she has to know how to run a home.
Is this the same for KO though? Because what I've noticed is people have different things they're looking out for.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think if I have to narrow it down to like one quality for a wife material, I'll just say maybe most men might agree that loyalty is like top up there for wife material. I mean, like, everybody wants somebody they can trust, somebody who's loyal. And this is not like saying you have to be 100% submissive. When they say jump, you ask how high.
Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly loyalty, you know, like I'm saying, but you want a wife that, you know, this is my conversation with my wife, this is what she's going to do, I know where she's coming from, I know what she can take care of, and that's the kind of loyalty I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I feel like for husband and wife material, it's the same things that apply. There are certain basic qualities that they each must possess. I like that you brought up that loyalty thing. I can't really articulate them, but there's just that sense of patience with the other partner that they must both have.
Yeah.
But when it comes to all these things like, can she cook? Can she have kids? Does he have a job? To me, all those things are somewhat superficial.
Superficial?
Yeah. because I feel like everybody has those qualities that they are looking for. Not everybody's looking for a big-ass wife.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like all those qualities that a lot of people talk about are somewhat superficial. You know, it's kind of like some girls would go for a guy who is tall. Some guys would go for a girl who is short and so on and so forth. So each individual has to know what the things they are looking for are. In a wife.
Anyway, since we are lucky to have Scarlett in the building, in the house, and maybe okay. she's going to come in here, let us know, I mean, from the ladies' side, what do ladies think guys recognize much more as wife material? Before we even say, okay, what do women think about husband material? But you should have an idea, like, okay, this may be the things men consider wifely or not. I don't know if you have something to say though.
First of all, I feel a lot of things that Eric mentioned is, like Keo mentioned, they're very superficial. And I think that men don't really go for those things. We watch a lot of music videos with men and girls with big asses and big boobs shaking their breasts and all of that. But then when you look at the people's wives, so like the men in these videos, they don't marry wives that have big booty and big boobs and all of that. They just go for the ones that have some certain kind of self-esteem, self-confidence, I would say. One of the things that men admire in women that I know is when you're very confident in yourself, when you feel good about yourself, you know what you're doing, you know what direction you're moving in life. I feel that is what men should look out for, and not the, because when you get old, these things will drop. A lot of women are going to do plastic surgeries because they want to continue looking a certain kind of way for people like Eric
and
to keep on admiring
them.
But how many of those women are still with the men that they've been with? Most of them just keep jumping from one man to another man,
onto the next.
And that's exactly what's happening. So where's the wife? There's no wife there. It's just the woman that gets into your home, and then you guys have sex a couple of times, and then something happens, and then she moves on to the next person, and you move on to this. So where's the wife there?
It's Cool FM Canals Foreplay Podcast.
So basically, your average brother has a very short attention span. Check out his dating life. Check out his dating timeline. How long is he able to stick to one particular babe? Yes, you're right to some extent. It's not exactly about her features, but trust me, it helps. You do not want to have a long day at work. You come back home, auntie is tying wrapper. She has stopped wearing the bum shorts. She has stopped taking time to look good for you. How do you think it's gonna happen if you guys get married? Just date, you know. Then you get married. Remember, it's for life.
Yeah.
You till death do you part. Mm. Unless you are the one that wants to cause her death so that you can have a space to move on. A brother man, see, listen, a man needs to know that, look, she is going to still be on her toes. She's still going to be the sexiest she can possibly be for me. If she can't do that, besides everything else, yes, the characteristics, yes, she has to have a good character, she has to, but then if those features are lacking, brother man, there's a lot of fishes in the sea.
I always like to agree with Eric, but on this wife material thing, it's like, I don't agree with you 100%. I mean, we have to leave room for change. This is what I think. Because women or human beings are not the same when you guys are dating and when you guys get married. So the person you saw or thought you saw during the whole dating thing and said, these are the qualities I'm looking for in a wife. You get into the institution and they are like completely different people. If you're lucky, the change is not so much on the negative side. But people don't remain the same as they were when they were dating. They're doing certain things. You mentioned, okay, putting on bum shirt, doing this. People just get comfortable. And it's on both sides. There are certain things even you as a guy,
exactly,
used to do that now that you've secured the bag or you have the trophy, what's the need for the competition? Ugh. You just stop it. So I think it's a bit deceitful to, you know, have a list and say it has to be like this, and then you go into marriage and then you expect that, what happened? You don't like me anymore. Why is this like this? Why is this like that? That's what I think, though. Mm.
I've been seeing a lot of people on social media talking about this nagging wife thing. I don't know if you guys have been watching that.
Ouch.
Yeah. And I think that this is something worth addressing. Okay, so generally speaking, if we want to generalize, I don't think there's any man that wants to be with a woman who nags.
Never.
So I don't know what the opposite of a nagging woman is. Not wife material.
But a lot of people would describe a wife as a nagging woman.
Woo!
Like, it's like one of the... Yes. Because if you have to be a wife, this is my thinking, if you're going to be a wife, you have to nag because everything concerns you. Everything is now your business. Unlike when you were a girlfriend, when you could overlook this, overlook that, and overlook. And women like to address everything.
Yeah, but you don't have to nag.
If you have to address everything, how are you going to do it without nagging?
Well, of course not. Come on, you can do it without
nagging. I feel like this is it's like a woman's language. Like, this is it. Like, this.
And it's a big turn off.
But the problem is, why is she nagging, though? Like, why does she suddenly start nagging?
Why should she
nag?
She
never used to nag before, and then you guys are married, and now she's nagging, and it's just all her fault. So the man has absolutely nothing to do with why she's just suddenly always talking.
There are a million ways to skin a cat.
No, nagging means you're saying one thing over and over
again, like
so
a broken
record.
So if
I say that, oh, babe, you don't like closing the toilet when you finish using it, I say the first time, it's not nagging. I'm just correcting and telling you, oh, you should close the toilet when you use it, because I mean, that is the right thing to do. And then the next day I come, use the toilet, and you don't close it. And then I tell you again, and I keep telling you, at a point it gets annoying because you're not even doing anything to try to change the narrative. You just keep leaving the toilet seat open.
And you can always close it.
Why am I closing after you? I'm not supposed to be your mother.
You're an adult. You're the wife.
I'm the wife, right? I'm supposed to close your toilet. In fact, probably come and wash your ass when you're done shitting. Right?
Yeah.
I should probably wash your ass when you're done shitting.
Bedridden husbands have their asses washed by their wives.
Why do we have a problem with women tying wrapper when they're comfortable in the marriage? I mean, you should be okay with that. If I should be able to close the toilet seat when you're done using the toilet, I should wash your ass when you're done. I should probably come help you use your dick.
Has this been a misconception, though? Because a lot of men used to think that women like to take care of men. Maybe not as much as wipe your ass when you shit, but there's the feeling of women like to take care of men, so you need to give a woman space or a chance to take care of you.
Exactly.
No, it doesn't mean you being dirty.
You knew that before we got married. You knew.
You probably have a problem with that. You probably don't like washing your own clothes or flushing the toilets. But it's the same thing.
You were
in a relationship with her. She loved wearing bum shorts. She got married. She's now a tying wrapper. When we were in a relationship, you probably used to close the toilet and, you know, flush the toilet, because then we were not married. And then all of a sudden, we're married and you're not closing the toilet any longer. Did I know that? Is that not like the change that Detox just talked about? You know, so if I'm telling you, oh babe, please try and close the toilet, it means that I've seen it and I want you to try to change. Doesn't mean I'm not taking care of you. Closing the toilet after you doesn't mean I'm not taking care of you. I already have a whole lot of things to do.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Okay, so speaking of things to do, well, you better know you're listening to the 4Play Podcast on 96.9 Cool FM. We got the crew in the building, the pussy pleaser himself, Eric the Enigma. I got the king of radio, KO, and the talky-talky one, D-Talks. And that latest addition to the 4Play Podcast crew, Scarlett, with a double T.
You know, so much the way Scarlett disagrees with you, I doubt if you're truly the pussy pleaser. Like, I'm starting to suspect.
Some pussies are more difficult to please than others.
If you're doing such a great job with such a title, because the ladies are disagreeing with you, man.
Some pussies are more difficult to please than others. You have to understand something.
No, you have to be able to please all pussies before you call yourself a PC pleaser. pussy pleaser, whatever the fuck that is.
Okay, so we're talking about wife material, yeah? And your average guy, let's say in his early mid-20s, the last thing on his mind is marriage. He's not looking to be tied down. He's the commander of his own pimp ship, and he's coasting. I'm getting somewhere. Yeah. He's coasting, and then he meets a girl. And at first he thinks, you know what? Yeah, this is just going to be like the normal wham bam, thank you ma'am. And then he starts to really look at her, like, beyond the sex, beyond the time they spend together. Like, whoa, okay, she's calm, she's quiet, she's funny, she has a sense of humor, she can cook, she's playful, she's very serious, she encourages me, she motivates me. Brother man starts to have a change of mindset. He's like, hold up. That's when he starts to catch feelings. That's when he starts getting more attached. Why were you not here? Where were you? I called you. Before then, he didn't even bother about such things, but now he's bothering. Why? Because he's seeing the things that are making him develop those feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more she keeps showing those things, the more she keeps exhibiting those characteristics, the more brother man, the deeper he sinks to the point where, you know what, I can't do this anymore. Why am I just dating this babe? I need to put a ring on it. All those characteristics, all those things that attract a guy, that make him want to move the relationship from dating to marriage, is wife material statistics. Hmm. Simple.
Kayo, what do you want to say?
Man, I'm still thinking about what Detox said, that every wife knocks, man. I'm scary.
Yeah, because I may have put it in the wrong way, like every wife knocks. But it's like they have, like Scarlett said, the thing is, they have to address an issue more than once. What do you call that? It's partly our fault as men, because we're not taking corrections as the husband. They've asked you to do this. You're not doing.
Let's not generalize. You don't take corrections.
No. I mean, if you want to isolate yourself and say you're not part of the men who, once your woman tells you something one time, that's it. She's never going to mention it again. That's fine for you. But
I think I'm that kind of man.
But for a good number of men, women have to address issues more than once, and it makes it. So I think even men should take part of the blame. If you can take correction and move on, there may not be any reason to nag.
Do you know that a nagging girlfriend never gets the ring?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that?
That's why
a nagging girlfriend never gets the ring.
That's why a nagging woman would rather hide her nagging self during the dating until you get married.
Or that's why, or let's put it this other way, right? Mm. She gets the ring because he is also still in the dating situation or scenery, right? Both of them are dating each other. So there's really no pressure on each side.
Yeah.
Like the man,
she leaves
away. Exactly. Yeah. He's living alone. She's living alone. If she comes, it's just once in a while. They don't live together for a long period of time. So they don't really get to see themselves as much as when they get married. When you get married, you really get to see your partner, like every single part of them, when they snore, how annoying their snore can be, how they use the toilet, how they talk on the phone. You get to see everything. There's some certain kind of things that will irritate you when you get married to a person. So that on its own is one of the reasons why probably you would not say that the girl is nagging when she's a girlfriend. Yeah. What is even husband material? Because it looks like as if we're putting women just up here.
Yes.
Like, oh, man has to. So the husband, what is husband material?
Until women take it up on themselves to propose to a guy, go down on a knee and propose to a guy, a woman shouldn't even be bothering about wife material.
You are proposing to a woman, is she not supposed to say yes? Are you just going to force the ring into her finger? She's going to say yes. So at the end of the day, the ball is still in her court, not even yours.
It's Cool FM Canal's 4Play Podcast.
You're the one who's proposing. If a woman decides that she wants to propose to a man, she's literally taking it upon herself. Like, the ball is in the man's court, which means he has the upper hand.
Obviously,
in
this situation,
she has the upper hand because she's the one that will say yes and you're the one asking. So it doesn't, the whole man-woman proposing doesn't even come in here.
Yeah, it does, because if you say you're looking for your husband material, that means you are searching. You are going out to the streets, you're on the streets, you are toiling, you are putting in the hard day's work to look for the man that you can call your own. Okay? Not sitting in your castle waiting for a knight in shining armor to knock down the door and grab you and do Hollywood movie.
There's
or Indian
no
film.
Knight in shining armor in this world.
Don't
now.
Go there.
But you know, talking about, you know, wife material and stuff, do you guys think it may have evolved? You know, the person to consider as wife material now, it's not the same as maybe 5 years or 10 years,
obviously,
or 15 years
yes.
ago. What are those things, you know, men are not considering really important? Is the way to a man's heart even still food? Like,
nah.
Do you really have to have that quality?
Nope.
So should we remove? You
check
have to be
Chef
a
Chioma.
Good cook.
No, check out Chef Chioma.
But doesn't everybody want to go home to a nice meal though?
Yeah, you could go home to a nice meal, or you can order out.
Okay.
You can order takeout and they'll bring it
to
you.
But we don't think about this. Don't women want to marry men who can cook too? I mean, we say it
number
like...
Number one,
right here.
And that's usually because she can't cook herself.
Whatever the narrative is, do I care? Absolutely not. Please cook, bruh. Cook.
And besides, men are better cooks, so that's not even a
good thing. Exactly.
Men are better cooks. So
please know how to cook.
But now that's the thing. You need to be worthy of him going into the kitchen to work his magic.
Imagine now worthy. When you do not have a girl, I mean, you do not used to enter the kitchen and cook before.
See, listen, when a brother wants to cook for himself, that's a basic way of life. Cooking for a woman is a whole new ball game.
That is self-love. You don't have self-love for yourself.
Listen, K.O. has been silent for such a long time. I wonder if he's holding in a lot of information. I feel like, come on, man, what's going on?
I'm just enjoying the conversation. But I wanted to ask, because I feel everybody, like I said earlier, everybody has their own definition of wife material. I don't really like those general statements that all men want is a good meal, some men don't. I feel like everybody has what they think is wife material. But amongst the things that I'm not really clear about as to the traits, whether it's superficial or not, is a woman's ability to provide financially. That's one of those weird ones because, you know, we talk about it every now and then, but is wife material someone who can provide financially?
And I think it's one of those things that may have evolved. Back in the day, a lot of people just, the idea of a wife was a woman in the house taking care of children. That's not exactly what it is now.
Nope.
So even women on their own don't want to be that anymore. So it becomes a problem if that's what you're
looking for. Oh, women.
Yeah, of course, not 100%. But you're going to find a good number of women now who, you know, want to have something of their own apart from they don't exactly want to be the breadwinner and take care of things, but they want to have something on their own. So they want to go out and work or have a small business. So if you're looking for a wife that is just going to stay at home and take care of the kids, there has to be a price to pay. Some women might even ask you to pay them a salary so that they have something that they can fall back on.
So in retrospect, guys, are we agreeing that wife material, or the whole idea of a woman being good enough to be wifed, or, you know, be promoted from girlfriend to wife, has to do, goes beyond. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, it's a promotion.
Occupy the office of the wife.
You are being promoted from girlfriend to wife. Okay, besides the basics, she has to be homely. She has to be able to take care of the family. She has to be able to support, not just financially, but emotionally and psychologically as well. Is there any other thing, that one thing that she could have that cancels out everything else and makes her eligible or makes her wife material?
May I like to stick with loyalty, like I said earlier. I think loyalty is a strong one, and the lack of which might just be a big problem.
Okay.
You know, and again, it doesn't mean, you know, do exactly as I say and don't ask any questions. That's not what, you know, loyalty means. So it's a big one.
You're sticking with loyalty.
Yeah, I'm sticking with loyalty.
So as long as she's loyal, she's wife material.
100%.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Wait, the loyalty. this loyalty, I'm a big worried about this loyalty.
It's not a Jebo Hoss last time.
So when you say loyalty, you mean a woman who won't cheat?
I mean, that goes in there as well. I mean, it's like a big thing. Loyalty is a big
thing. What goes in there?
Yeah, because if you're a loyal woman, what are you doing cheating? Yeah.
Okay.
And loyalty for a husband is different from what it is for a woman. What's expected, right? The definition of loyalty for a husband material is different from what it is
Who
for
knows? Maybe for women, loyalty means you have to be able to provide. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm saying, yes.
Yeah. Definition might be different.
I like the loyalty one.
Okay, you're sticking with loyalty.
Yes.
All right, so Scarlett.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say about it because I'm not getting married to a wife.
Okay.
So what do you, is there one thing that stands out for women to say, if a man has got this, then we can begin to have conversations?
Yeah, we all know that money. Once he has money, he's good to go. He ticks all the boxes.
So is that, that's like, well,
you're so vain.
That's the real
financially stable.
That is not the main thing for a lot of ladies. Have money. No, wait.
A very good wait. He has to be a pussy.
Wait. let us get something straight first. Okay. Here. Let's get something straight.
Uh-huh.
Every human being has to be able to take care of themselves and provide for themselves.
Okay.
So a man that doesn't have money or doesn't have what he's doing that's providing for himself, obviously, is a problem to himself and any other person that he meets.
Uh-huh.
So let's remove this narrative of he has to have money. She has to have money. You were on your own taking care of yourself before. You were providing for yourself before, whether you're a man or you're a woman. You were providing for yourself before. If you don't have money to provide for yourself, why are you getting somebody in the mix? Why are you coming to
me? Okay, very interesting, that part where you mentioned he has to provide for himself and she has to provide for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Since when did she have to provide
for
herself?
If you have,
even while you are dating,
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that the people that you've met or the ladies that you've met have not been able to buy you anything or spoil you or get you stuff. I'm sorry that you're traumatized or something.
Ladies, please do not stone Scarlett at the marketplace.
No,
if you see Scarlett, do not stone her.
No lady is going to stone me because this doesn't have anything to do with, you know, being. Once in a while, as a lady, you buy stuff for your man, or as a man, you buy stuff for your woman as well, right?
Wow.
If you get married to a woman that has her own money, both of you are running a family together. You're running a home together.
Her own money.
So I'm sorry that you're traumatized. You probably should go into
money,
the market
like,
and meet
wait,
people
her,
that
her
can spend
money?
On you and give you money and take care of you. That's not my problem. That's your problem, okay? But honestly, for me, the main thing that I would say a man has to have is understanding. Because if you understand the person that you're with, then it's going to be easier for you guys to cohabit or to be together. Because you know that there are times when she could have maybe mood swing or she's going through something and you're open to understanding what's happening and vice versa. So that is it for me, okay? And I don't understand why Eric is here giggling shit.
Okay, so yeah. Okay,
At the end of the day, you have problems. Yeah. You have
Is she mood swinging
you
or dick
have
swinging?
You have problems.
Wait, hold on. Is she mood swinging or dick swinging?
You have
swinging from dick.
You're
to
the
dick.
One that's dick swinging because you're putting your dick in every pussy that's out there.
No, that's not dick swinging,
bro. That's dick swinging.
No.
Your dick is not staying in one place. It's just wobbling and wobbling and wobbling.
No, that's called the distillery.
Wait, isn't that why he's the pussy pleaser?
That's why it's
you
called
see?
It's a filling
this
station.
Pussy
it's a filling
pleasing
station.
Pleasing a lot of pussies.
It's a filling
station.
That's
why you don't know what it is to have a woman that can take care of a man. I'm sorry,
but,
you're moving from one person to another, bro. It's not my fault.
Anyway, so at the end of the day, the issue of wife material is still up in the air.
It
but
is.
Brother man. Please, whatever you do, make sure that she is someone you can cope with. Because if you can't cope with it and you still enter that place,
make sure she doesn't nag.
And also don't expect the exact same person, you know, to be, you know, the person to be the exact same person they were when you guys were dating when you get married. You saw these things, ooh, perfect wife material I've seen in you. People change, my brother. People change.
So get ready for the change. And it has been the 4Play Podcast on 96.9 Cool FM. You know, you can check it out on www.coolfm.ng/Kano and check out the next episode of 4Play Podcast where Eric the Enigma, King KO, and Detox and Scarlett with the double T will be hitting your radios next on 96.9 Cool FM.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.